Let's look now at a much-talked-about transition for a cable talk show based on a household name. Over the last decade, CNN lost the lead in the cable news ratings as its primetime audience dropped off dramatically. So after Larry King announced he was leaving his show last year, CNN executives made a surprising choice aimed at reviving those sagging ratings. It hired British journalist Piers Morgan to take King's place. He debuts tonight. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has this look at the colorful, celebrated, and checkered career of Piers Morgan.
CNN has been teasing viewers with appearances by Piers Morgan with other anchors, such as Anderson Cooper.
So, Anderson, obviously, you're the poster boy for CNN.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
Well, so you told me.
We know him as a reality show judge on America's Got Talent, but in London media circles, Piers Morgan is at once famous and infamous, a talent himself who has repeatedly gotten into ethical hot water. Media executive Kelvin McKenzie counts himself among his fans and says Morgan will do well on TV.
He has an engaging personality, Piers, so he's likely to get on with most folk. And it doesn't really matter whether you're the king or the dustman. You know, he's at ease with both. He's a good guy.
McKenzie is Morgan's former boss and mentor.
Piers has a sort of a cheeky, chappier way of putting the sort of more difficult question.
In fact, I heard three different British editors call him a cheeky chappy. In this context, a bloke who could be irreverent without being blatantly disrespectful. So recall that moment when an unemployed 47-year-old Scottish amateur named Susan Boyle catapulted to fame on a British reality show.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Piers Morgan helped give her career a push as a judge on that show.
No one is laughing now. That was stunning. An incredible performance.
And he put himself squarely in the limelight as well, landing an interview with Boyle for his own show. Piers Morgan is the kind of celebrity journalist who visibly revels in his status. It was true from the start, when Kelvin McKenzie hired him as editor of a daily column about pop culture at The Sun, one of the UK's saucier tabloids that made a fortune for Rupert Murdoch. The column featured big pictures of Morgan with celebrities young and old.
What he began to do was take his ego and make it as big a deal that they'd met Piers Morgan as Piers Morgan had met Frank Sinatra, if you see what I mean. Now that you see how it's all worked out for Piers, you'd have to wonder whether this actually was Piers all the time.
At just 28, Morgan took over another Murdoch tabloid, The News of the World, where he also prospered, until he published pictures of Princess Diana's sister-in-law at a rehab clinic. Murdoch publicly rebuked him, and shortly after, thanks again to Kelvin McKenzie, Morgan took over the Daily Mirror, a rival to The Sun that catered to left-of-center working-class readers. His reporters hustled after stories about aristocrats, actors, politicians, and entertainers, while he partied at night. But as the British editor and media critic Roy Greenslade says,
he then committed two grievous errors there as well.
First, Morgan got caught up in an investment scandal. He had bought a lot of stock in a company later touted by two Mirror columnists. They were fired and went to jail. Morgan was ultimately exonerated of criminal wrongdoing. His tenure as editor did not survive, however, his move in 2004 to publish front-page photographs appearing to show British soldiers torturing prisoners in Iraq. It fit neatly into his fairly lonely campaign against the war, but the pictures were shown to have been fakes. Roy Greenslade.
If he had been prepared to apologize to his readers, apologize to the regiment that was named, and so on, I think he would have kept his job, and I think that that would have been understandable. We all understand human error.
Instead, Morgan didn't apologize to anyone, and the Mirror fired him. Indeed, in a video recently posted on CNN's website, Morgan said inquiries involving British and U.S. troops proved that such behavior did take place.
I believe that we'd exposed a wider truth. I still don't really know what those pictures were, but at the time, even the military thought they were genuine.
For a while after his firing, Morgan fell from view, but not for long. He emerged as a TV star in the UK. As an interviewer, he knew all the top celebrities and political figures, and won acclaim for drawing a display of emotion from that most awkward and withdrawn of figures, then British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, talking about the loss of his infant daughter.
And she was baptized, and we were with her, and I held her as she died. And Sarah and I just We find it very difficult because...
In recent years, in this country, Morgan was the first winner of Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice and stuck around to be a judge on Simon Cowell's America's Got Talent. Tonight, on CNN, it's the debut of Piers Morgan Tonight. Phoenix-like, the cheeky chappy rises again. David Folkenflik, NPR News.